A plan to build apartments and retail on the SureSave site in Bloomfield fell through last year. Now community members will meet to envision the site's future. So 90.5 WESA's Margaret J. Krause takes a look back at the corner's history.
By the late 1800s, Bloomfield was already pretty Bloomfieldy. Thousands of German and Italian working class families built homes and created a bustling business district along Liberty Avenue. Its most iconic feature opened in 1914, the Bloomfield Bridge. Newspapers and historians describe its debut as a monster party, and the bridge is a point of pride. But by 1978, the bridge had rusted beyond repair, and a new one didn't appear for nearly a decade. Dave Myers is co-president of Paul Lumber and Supply Company on Liberty Avenue. He says the bridge's return was moving, literally.
The thing I remember the most is when they pounded the steel I-beams in the ground for all the columns. And just ba-boom, ba-boom, for like 4 months. You could feel some of the vibration.
The confluence of Liberty Avenue, Main Street, and Bigelow Boulevard that the bridge creates is crucial to the neighborhood, says Christina Howell, executive director of the Bloomfield Development Corporation.
Just the sheer number of people coming through that intersection means that it is a gateway because that sometimes is the only perception people have of Bloomfield.
A grocery store has stood at that gateway for more than 40 years, but SureSave owner Mark Davis says it's time for him to sell and retire.
I'd like to fish. I paint landscapes. I oil paint landscapes, and my wife told me she'd like me to spend some time with her.
The Bloomfield Development Corporation will hold the first of its community meetings about the site this Saturday at the West Penn Hospital School of Nursing. An RSVP is required. RJ Krause, 90.5 WESA News.